You're listening to SBS News.
Rachel Trabilsi has been in and out of homelessness for more than half her life. After leaving an abusive relationship, she says she endured a period of sleeping rough.
I've had all forms of different types of homelessness. How old am I? 49. I guess it started roughly around 17. Walking the streets at night was the only place I felt safe and in control of myself.
For many years, Rachel and her four children struggled to navigate the public housing system.
For 10 years, I asked for assistance to help me with my situation, and me and my children throughout their education at school was moved around from motel to motel to motel. You got your children ringing up from high school going, "Where are we living today?" And I had no control over that.
It's a story thousands of Australians share. Advocacy group Homelessness New South Wales says there is a simple solution, but it would require a lot of political will. CEO Trina Jones says the only way to end homelessness is to build more social housing.
Over 50,000 people are on the social housing waiting list across New South Wales, many of whom waiting 10 years or more. At the current investment in social housing, we know that it will take over 70 years to support those people into housing. That's why we need urgent action now. We need to build 200,000 social housing dwellings by 2050, and that will make sure that we can meet the current demand and the future demand to make sure that everyone has a safe place to call home.
The Advocate wants 10% of all dwellings in New South Wales to be social housing by 2050. That means an additional 5,000 units would need to be built each year, a steep increase from the 700 currently added annually. It's an issue right across the country. Social housing makes up just over 4% of all Australian dwellings. That's well below the OECD average of 7%. Social housing expert from the University of New South Wales, Chris Martin, says the proportion of social housing has been steadily declining in Australia for the past decade.
All across Australia, we have a big gap between the need for social housing amongst low-income renting households and what our system actually provides. We would need an extra 730,000 social housing properties to meet current needs and the community's growing need up until the mid-2030s. So that implies a yearly build that's way in excess of even the stimulus programs that some governments have lately been embarked on.
Rachel Trabilsi finally has somewhere safe to call home, but she knows many others still don't. She says she believes Australia can end homelessness if it wants to.
A person's worth isn't a bank balance. It's the way we respect and interact with each other each day. The only way we can end homelessness is not with money, it's with time. Time and understanding.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.